It's Panel Beaters!
Bickering, resentment, pointless games in a car, add them together, we've made them into a show.
Please welcome to stage the Grim Reaper, Death!
And obviously we've cut out any bits that made us look bad by not being funny.
You know, it wasn't a joke, but we all kind of enjoyed it in a weird way, didn't we?
What did we just practice?
What is your ghost?
And now it's the moment you've all been waiting for, where somebody dies!
Hello, and welcome to the Panel Beaters Christmas Special 2016. Now, we all know it's been a terrible year, but we thought to bring it round for a positive end to the year, we'd all get together with some phenomenal comedians at the Stand Newcastle and record a belter or a Christmas special. In that sentence, the word that went horribly wrong was record, because the tech didn't press record for the first half of the show. So I've got the second half of the Panel Beaters Christmas special for you, ladies and gentlemen. But don't worry, it was still a great show. There's a lot of really good stuff in here, which I think you're going to really enjoy it. I'll tell you who's on the show. It's hosted by Queen MacDonald, well-known author of the book A Man at One of Those Faces. The guests are Gary Delaney, well-known friend of well-known author Queen MacDonald. Then you have Jo Caulfield, well-known woman, and Eddie Brimson, well-known, quite sinister-sounding Cockney, who you will need to understand from the first half of the show. There was a joke about Eddie and a carrot doing inappropriate things that was a bit weird, and it became a theme for the rest of the night. All you need to know is Eddie plus carrot equals weird. I won't explain the joke, can't even remember the joke, but it involves an object and a man. Like all jokes throughout history that involve an object and a man, it goes along the lines you expect. Our very special guest for the show was, brace yourself, Santa Claus, as in Gavin Webster, the Geordie Santa Claus. It was absolutely fantastic. Loads of great stuff in the first half. Unfortunately, that has been lost due to technical issues. But on the upside, that tech's dead now, because when you have Death on the panel, he can really sort out a tech issue like nobody else can. In fact, speaking of which, here's a message from our sponsor.
Hello, listener. If you're looking to pass the time before you meet me, Death, maybe you'd like to try the new podcast from popular comedian Rob Mulholland, who happens to sound quite a lot like me. It's called Sort Your Life Out, and basically Rob takes the listener's problems, he has a look at them, sorts them out using good old-fashioned northern wisdom, and it's proper funny. It's a right good laugh, so maybe give that a go. That's Sort Your Life Out with Rob Mulholland. It's available on iTunes or Podbean, and if you don't, you might be getting a little visit from me sooner than you'd like. Sort Your Life Out. Before I kill you.
So there you go. There's an extra Christmas bonus. You can enjoy those podcasts after you've enjoyed this one. And from everyone at Panel Beaters, a very Merry Christmas and thanks for sticking with us. And we have a very special show coming up in the next week or so, which is going to have Jason Manford hosting it, ladies and gentlemen. An absolutely fantastic show. Although amazingly, there was a tech issue there as well. But listen, it's still a great show. You're going to enjoy this one. You're going to love that one as well. Have a brilliant rest of 2016. We'll see you in 2017. Cheers.
And we're back. Did you have a good interval, ladies and gentlemen? Well, you're pleased to hear we've read through your letters to Santa and they are frankly disturbing. So well done.
Has anyone written to me?
Yeah. A letter to Death. That's just yeah. That's not two goths to come to every show you do. Yeah.
That thousands of emo kids have written to you asking for sweet release.
I just forwarded them on to Cliff Richard.
I think legally we're fine with that. I don't think that doesn't apply. Yeah, he's not, you know. Good. Let's move on before that is no longer legal. Right, we're going to do the letters and all later on. Don't worry, that is happening. But first off, we have our next round, which is the quotes round. Hooray! And this round is very simple. We've got some very famous quotes from history, and there's a blank in them. I'm going to read them out, and then our contestants have to fill in the blank. So here we go. We have nothing to fear but blank.
Football scouts. We have nothing to fear, but I'd get that weird lump looked at if I were you.
Please, let's check. Please don't. I need the Christmas bonus.
We have nothing to fear, but otherwise I really enjoyed this ghost train 3 stars.
Oh, that deserved more. Okay, next one. 2 blank don't make a right.
2 bottles of wine don't make a right, but they do help.
2 lefts don't make a right, but do a third one and that's the same. If they're all 90 degrees.
There's not enough angle jokes, is there? There's not enough trigonometry out there. Right, next one. This is one small step for man, one blank.
Giant ramp for people in wheelchairs.
That's actually quite a positive message, that joke. Well done, Gary.
It sounds like it's being mean, but actually it's nice.
I'm going to continue with Gary's theme because I was going to say one small step for man, one roll down the hill for Stephen Hawking. Okay, well, I'm on that theme. One small step for man, one murdering waddle for Oscar Pistorius. I couldn't work out if he waddled or what he did on his... It was quite difficult to get the word. What do you think?
I think he sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta do the 100 metres. Go on.
What?
Do the 100 metres.
But he was just on his stumps.
This sounds like me having sex now. Six times. See, there we go. There's the other one.
That's the thing people overlook with Oscar Pistorius, right? They say that he's all bad, but now we've finally got one disabled person it's fine to take the piss out of.
And to be fair, that's one disabled toilet you're not going to go in.
Does anyone remember when that question started off so positively and then we all applauded a disabled person shooting somebody? That's just it's got weird, isn't it?
We did a couple of run-throughs of this before we ever started recording these. We did a couple of on one of them we took the questions from the audience and
what's the difference between
Oscar Pistorius
and a basketball?
Basketball. And the answer was they both get banged in the hoop by black guys.
Good joke.
That was Gary's best moment of 2016.
And we didn't record it, and I've been desperate to find a way to get it in since then.
Yeah. Well, you've seamlessly got it in there. No one noticed that you were...
One small step for man, one dog turd walked right through the whole house.
Moving on, because it's now got awkward in a whole different way. Mr. Abraham Lincoln said, if you want to test a man's character, give him blank.
A gun and a theatre ticket. Oh, they knew.
If you want to test a man's character, give him free Wi-Fi in a hotel room when his wife pops out for half an hour.
If you want to test a man's character, give him a bag of carrots and a one-way trip to Amsterdam.
There is a very detailed story somewhere in Eddie's past, isn't there? Right. Two roads diverged in the wood and I blank.
Two roads diverged in the woods and I'm pretty sure this is where the dogging happens.
Two roads diverged in the wood and I sounded my rape alarm because I think they thought I'd come dogging, but I hadn't.
Oh, that was you, was it?
Blank is the best revenge.
Marriage.
Come up from behind, bag over the head, bundled into the back of a boot, driven somewhere remote so they can't hear their screams. You pull their teeth out one by one with pliers, set fire to their hair and saw off their toes is the best revenge. Well, you will eat my fucking Kit Kat.
I like the way he incorporated biscuits as well.
Thank you. Just give me a
finger. This does feel like this podcast is going to at some point be legal evidence.
I like the cut of your jib, Eddie.
Just trying to help.
You cut off the jib as well. Good God. Any more on that?
A dog poo in a burning bag on the doorstep.
I've done that.
Have you really done that?
Yeah, I got barred from a pub. I used to drink there every weekend, and then one day he just come up to me and goes, you can go because you never buy a drink. And I used to go in there every weekend. So the next day I got a turd, put it in a jiffy bag, set fire to it, and put it on the doorstep and knocked on the door.
I used to think you had to get the dog to poo in the bag, and I thought that'd be really
nice. And finally, a woman's work is never blank.
Nearly as hard as she makes it out to be.
Well, that split the room.
A woman's work is never appreciated or paid as much as a man's work. Making a point, sisters. Oh, fuck, yeah. A lot of you.
Wow, I really expect there was no sisterhood there at all. All the women went, no, fuck, she's on her own.
Still, you will keep banging out babies, so you've only got yourself to blame.
Can I point out death moved away from you there? That's how fucking unacceptable that was.
Even
death, that's
like even I am scared, right? Like, you know, like I said, there is no wrath like a woman scorned. Like, even I fucking peg it when you say that, mate. You're...
Would anyone like to break the tension?
I wasn't offended because I couldn't imagine Eddie ever having sex with a woman, so...
Try imagining a woman made out of carrots.
A woman's work is never one of the Kate Bush songs you hear on the radio.
A woman...
No one knows it.
It's a good song.
Yeah, for a Tory.
What is it? A woman's work? What is her song?
It's actually called This Woman's Work.
Yeah, it's the one that they always have on Oxfam adverts where they're showing some of my handiwork. It's basically my theme tune at this point.
And now we know she doesn't care because she's a Tory. Yeah. Isn't she?
Yeah. Is she the favourite artist of death? Is that your favourite musical genre, Kate Bush?
No, she's not. Clearly I'm quite the fan of music. Look at the year I've had.
That's the end of that round, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we seeing who's behind next? Are we?
Oh yes, good point. Give us these scores on the doors there?
Well, Eddie's come back into contention. Early on, he struggled, but he's come back in. He's done some good buttering up. He's done some death jokes. I like that. That's good. I'll be honest with you. Like, there's one person who's been slipping behind consistently. I think Gary, it's your time to prove yourself.
Ooh.
Well, okay, I'll give it. Look, I've got one issue with this, which I've been slipping behind because I've been doing too many things that are a bit bleak. So this probably isn't the best choice of gets my goat, but fuck it, let's give it a go.
Hey! Well, Gary, come to the spot.
All right.
And remember this bit.
Can I use yours?
Yes, mate.
Yeah, just grab his mic. Oh, God, he's wrecking the gaff.
All right.
Right, so, hang on. Gary Delaney.
Yeah.
I tell you what gets my goat. Christmas cracker jokes, right? Because I don't mind puns. I love a pun. But because they're so family friendly, I find it annoying. So last Christmas with my family, I changed the jokes and put in some new ones into the crackers, slipped them in with a pencil. So here's the new ones. What's white and falls from the sky at Christmas? Emo kids. Okay, very much up your alley, that one.
Officially my favourite joke of the night.
And now that's gone well, I'm going to ruin it by doing some shit ones. Yeah. What do you call a reindeer with a big red cock? Rudolph. Why was the fireplace full of spunk? Because Santa came down the chimney. What do you get if you stitch together three Father Christmases mouth to anus? The human centipede. Why does Santa call his little helpers elves? Because it stands for employees I'd like to fuck. Why? I've got two pages of these.
Oh, Jesus. Strap in.
Why does Rudolph have such a red nose? Because he's a functioning alcoholic. Why does Santa say ho, ho, ho? So he can disrespect three bitches at once. Well, how did Darth Vader know what How did Darth Vader know what Luke Skywalker was getting for Christmas? Because he's his dad.
Spoilers.
What do you call a penguin in the desert? That's not a penguin, it's a Muslim woman.
Who, I have to say, dressed very well.
What do you call a deer with no eyes? A prick that won't be rude to me again. What do you call a Santa with a huge erection? Uncle John. Why do babies cry when they're born? Because life's shit. Why did the Korean ask Santa for a dog at Christmas? Because he loved animals, you big racist. And finally, what did the Spanish fireman call his two sons? Nothing. He was tragically killed before they were born. Thank you. And that's what gets my goat.
All right, Gary's back in the game.
That's not even all of page one, believe it or not.
That'll be on the DVD extras. So,
very, very good. He's brought himself back into contention. I have to say, like, Joe, you want to be worried now?
No.
Should we let Joe have a go, though? Should
yeah, I think Joe would. Joe, do you want
to... All right, yeah, you can do it now. Right, Joe, all right, you're currently... You need to prove yourself.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Joe Caulfield.
Well, people shouting in unison is annoying. Isn't it? It's just a bit full on at you. As I was going to tell you anyway, there's no need for any of that. Right. What gets my goat? Rude people, right? And short people. The two together. Right, I'm in the supermarket, minding my own business, doing my thing. This short woman comes up, asks me to get something off the top shelf. Now, I've had this before because I'm quite tall. I'm used to it. She was rude. She didn't even look at me. This was, she didn't even look at my face. She just went up, she just pushed me. She kind of went, can you get that for me? Didn't look at me. And I just thought, fuck off, no. I thought, no, I've had enough of short people. They don't try, do they? Do they? Always very needy, aren't they? Always very needy. Oh, could you get that for me? Can you reach that for me? Oh, I could. I thought, no, you've had it your own way too long, you lazy little bastards. I thought, right, if the accepted convention is that you're allowed to ask me to get you things off the top shelf, I think I'm allowed to ask you to get me things off the bottom shelf, isn't it? Let's see them lazy little bastards doing some heavy lifting for a change. So then I was like, can you pick up that cat litter short ass and be quick about it? And do you want to know, I don't even have a cat. I don't. I thought it looked heavy, she'll hurt herself. But they've got a very low centre of gravity, they bend from the knees, they're fine, you can't get them that way. That is what gets my goat.
So you what, it's getting tight now. Very good work, very good work. I also am not a fan of the short, so that is a very good work for Joe there. We've evened it right up. It's getting tense going into the final few.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your letters to Santa, so please welcome back to the stage, Santa Claus! So, Father Christmas, we have some letters from our audience here. So,
fair away.
So we'll decide. You can decide what you want to do with them.
Silly.
Good, nice, clean start. Dear Santa, please get my dog to stop sucking his cock as I get jealous. Sorry, whose is this? Shout out! Don't be ashamed. Or just bark. Over back. Right, I think we need to... Before we decide whether you're going to grant this, I think we should decide whether he's on the
night. This isn't really a Santa issue.
It's more sanitary. Yes.
Don't worry, mate, I've got this one.
Thank you much, Def.
Right, would you want to go out and... We'll decide. If we're going to do this, he's got to decide if he's on the naughty or nice list. So, Def, go out and have a quick chat
with him. Let's go
have
a natter with him. Watch my cable under here. Will you feed it out to us?
All right, yeah.
There we go.
You may get some work you didn't expect.
I wanted to know which bit of it you're jealous of. Were you jealous because the dog could suck its own cock, or did you want to suck the dog's cock?
Or did you want the dog to suck your cock?
All three.
All three.
I've got a question. Could we solve this problem? Could you send the dog round to Eddie's for Smegmas?
he's in the taxi on his way.
He's pre-prepared.
Right, we'll find out who this person is. Death, ask some questions there.
What's your name?
Ken.
Ken, nice to meet you, mate. Mm-hmm. Are you from Newcastle?
Yes, indeed, yeah.
What bit of Newcastle?
Washington.
Is that good? Washington.
Someone is genuinely shocked to find out a bloke from Newcastle is in. Washington is not in Newcastle. Is this true?
We've got a liar.
Oh,
yeah, right. That's the bit people are pissed off at. Not the bit where he wants to fellate a dog. You people need to sort your fucking standards out. Seriously, for shame.
To be honest with you, Ken, I have the same problem with the reindeers. I just look underneath and pretend I'm looking at the engine. It's easy to disguise it.
Is that why he's got a red nose?
Yeah, well, that's why they're normally on a ramp.
God, it makes a whole difference.
What people don't realise, these are overalls.
Yeah, you'll want them white clean round this house, won't you?
Of course, yeah.
So what do you do with yourself when you're not bothering dogs?
Try and sell some computers.
Tries to sell computers.
Computers?
Yeah.
With a D.
Computers. The way,
I don't think RLs are making computers this year, but we franchised that one out to the Shinto god.
What do you reckon Santa is? Do you reckon he's on the naughty or nice list? Does
well,
he get
his... he's a nice bloke because he's from the same town that Brian Ferry's from. So I'll let it go.
So that means wish granted then? So
well, let's see. So I'm in a good mood. Because I'm not on the back shift tonight.
Yeah, you say you're in a good mood. That dog's not going to be anymore.
Speaking of which, next one. Dear Santa, can we have a white Christmas and a large bag of carrots?
Well, you know, I don't accept requests from racists. I think it's all about all the races at Christmas. I want a multicultural Christmas, to be quite honest with you.
Okay, denied. Moving on. Dear Santa, please can you give me a way out of this Brexit mess? Yours sincerely, Teresa.
I may.
yes, oh, very good.
Even Santa's good at puns.
Def, do you want to pick out a couple of people, see if they're on the naughty or nice list? Let's do a quick speed round.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is anyone concerned? Is anyone a borderline case? Do they reckon they're borderline naughty or nice? Is anyone in here worried? No one's fucking volunteering to talk to me, are they?
I'm interested in the boundaryist lady here.
All right, cool.
The lady was very upset about Washington.
I'm just
going to
nick this seat. Hello.
And you're short.
Oh, she's short, ladies and gentlemen. It just got awkward in a whole new way.
Shit is about to kick off.
I was on her side. I had already thought you must be short or have really, really long legs. Because your body's short, isn't it? So if you had really long legs, then you'd be tall. But clearly you're not a freak. You're just short.
Are you trying to get on her good side or just make this worse?
Well, I liked it. I liked her reaction to Washington. I like people who know boundaries. That appeals to me.
So what have you done that's nice? What do you think makes you nice?
I'm vegan.
She's vegan.
She's vegan. Oh, hello.
Santa, what do you reckon?
It's not like a vegan. Well, to bring that
let's
up.
Let's do a vote. Give us a cheer if you think being vegan makes you nice. The bloke who really likes carrots, surprisingly enough. give us a cheer if you think being a vegan makes you naughty. Ooh. What did you want for Christmas? What's your ideal Christmas present?
A vegan boyfriend.
A vegan boyfriend.
A vegan boyfriend.
Is that
sweet enough to eat?
I know a pizza shop that can do you a 10-inch vegetarian.
Right, naughty or nice?
Oh, yeah, I'm in a very good mood. She's very nice, you know what I mean? And vegans are people too.
So you get a vegan boyfriend.
Uh-huh. Of course you do.
And here he is. First of all, let's have a massive round of applause for the man of the hour, Santa Claus. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the final round. Oh. Let's just check in with Death. How are we doing?
Neck and neck. So, you know, you can't call it at this point. No one's particularly pissed me off. It's all to play for.
Right. Okay. Strap in. He's at the final round is I'm not saying, which is a new round where contestants have to finish the following sentences. Here we go. Sorry. A new round where contestants have to finish the following sentences.
Yeah. Have we got a new round where you finish your sentences properly?
I was going to stay in the edit now.
Yeah. Do you remember who does that? No, it isn't. Oh. Well, speaking of Gary, I'm not saying I was an ugly child, but...
Oh, cheers, mate. Yeah,
So, I'm not saying I was an ugly child, but...
I had to give paedophiles sweets.
I'm not saying I was an ugly child, but the midwife committed suicide.
Yeah, nice lady.
That's sort of your version of self-basting, basically, isn't it?
I'm not saying an ugly child. I was an ugly... at the age of 14, rang up my dad and packed me up over the phone by telling him that I wasn't attractive enough. Now, I have on Facebook under a different name, obviously, for the last 20 years, and her husband just died. So, fucking well done, Death. And smoking and booze has made her quite an haggard old hag. So, going back out there.
Wow.
Ring up her dad and say her husband's not alive enough.
Sorry, dead. Can I just clarify? Is that her real name?
Yeah.
You should know
is
that.
Is anyone else thinking back to his revenge answer from earlier on, thinking, oh, God, we need to do a Google search after this?
Yeah, we're going to have to rename the show. It's just going to be Welcome to the Dark, Dark Secrets of Eddie Brimson.
I'm not saying I was an ugly child, but we used to play pin the tail on the donkey and I would be the donkey.
I'm not saying I was an ugly child, but the Milky Bar Kid made me buy my own.
Again, this audience don't remember the Milky Bar Kid.
Oh, all right.
You've not lived, have you?
I can make it a more contemporary reference. When I went to Alton Towers, the Make-A-Wish kids let me jump the queue.
Anything else for I'm not saying I was an ugly child, but no, I think that's pretty much covered, hasn't it? The next one is I'm not saying I need to lose some weight, but
hold on, Quave, you're the one asking this question, right? Very right, we've got Joe on the panel, right? This isn't gonna work. I feel like we should swap. I feel like Joe should be hosting and asking this question. You should be on there, you fat bastard.
It's a fair cop, but society's right. To blame. Right, fuck it, Joe, let's
ask
swap.
Ask the eternal judge, swap it.
And also, I'd feel Eddie doesn't need to lose any weight either. So it's basically you and Gary.
Yeah, it's basically, Eddie, you come over here too.
Me and Queeve are the two.
I'm not getting too close
questions.
To you, mate.
Okay.
It's basically a fat off.
Yeah, and you look like you're winning, mate.
Have we got a seesaw so we can do this properly?
Yeah, have we got a seesaw and about 40 more people to be on our side?
Do you know what we need? We need a sumo ring and a couple of carrots. Sorry, you asked the question, Jo.
Yeah, I asked the question. Now, you think it's quite an elaborate ruse, this, to have the panel show and everything, but basically it is an intervention for you and Gary. You've noticed, you see how many jokes Gary does about sweets. That says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah,
sweets
and
paedophilia. Yeah. Yeah, they go.
Yeah. Okay. Piss takes of vegans.
Yes, yeah. Don't like that, do they? The fatties. Yeah. No. So, I'm not saying
the fatties,
I need to.
We're a group now.
We made this pod format.
I know.
Up with this.
This has gone horribly wrong.
I'm not saying I need to lose some weight, but we all know you do. Oh, that made me laugh.
But I was in a hall of mirrors when somebody opened the curtain and said, would you like that in another size?
I'm not saying this, I was fat, but even as a child, I was that fat. I left the Catholic Church due to lack of interest. That bit of round of applause. Thanks, nice to have you in, Father. sorry, that sounded wrong.
Yeah, you normally call him Daddy.
I'm not saying I'm fat, but Death has told me you don't need to do any Christmas shopping.
Yeah, just nothing with an extended warranty.
I'm not saying I need to lose some weight, but I've got girth everywhere except my penis.
Gary.
I'm not saying I need to lose some weight, but I rang up Weight Watchers. I said, it's an emergency. Can you send somebody round? And they said, yes, we can. We've got loads of them.
You're not going to top that. Beautiful.
No. Right, that's the end of that bit. Quick, everyone back.
Everyone swap. It was nice to have a professional host for a while, wasn't it?
Excellent.
Moving on. I'm not saying it's posh round here, because let's be honest, it isn't, but fuck it, let's do the question. I'm not saying it's posh round here, but...
I'm not saying it's posh round here, because as you said, it's clearly not very. But I suppose it is if you compare it to Middlesbrough, then it's quite posh. Did you write this one? You were going to record this in Tunbridge Wells or somewhere. Yeah. And you just kept it in. Some of these people don't even have matching shoes. Come on.
You don't didn't even need the word matching in that sentence.
Or teeth.
I'm not saying it's posh around here, but there's some people who've got boats and weren't even on Bullseye.
I'm not saying it's posh around here, but when people say they're feeling a little hoarse, they probably are.
Right, final question. I'm not saying my parents were mean to me, but...
My dad blinded himself just to get a free dog.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the question is, I'm not saying my parents were mean, but...
I'm not saying my parents were mean, but at Christmas, maybe you had this as well, they would say if you were bad, that you would get a piece of coal, and if you were good, you would get a piece of coal.
Yeah. And then they closed the mine, am I right, Thatcher?
Have some feeling.
Too soon.
I'm not saying my parents were mean, but every time we had turkey for Christmas, one of my brothers or sisters went missing.
Now I know where I know you're from.
I'm not saying my parents were mean, but I had to wear my sister's hand-me-downs, and it was embarrassing because I was only 10 and my sister was a 20-year-old prostitute.
Got a lot of pocket money, though.
So you, yeah, and you would have blended right in on the big market.
Ladies and gentlemen, going once, going twice. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the end of that round! And that now brings us to the end of the show. So, Death, go over. What do you reckon? Have you figured out who you're going to go for yet?
Yeah, it's been a close contest, but I think I know who I want to take with me.
Okay. Well, Death, go over, assume the position behind them, and then you get to pick who has died. Drum roll, ladies and gentlemen, let's find out who dies.
Tonight, I will be killing Eddie Brimson!
Oh!
Come with me, Eddie.
I'll be back.
He died as he lived, with a carrot up his arse. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of the show. Death, you bring Eddie off to the great beyond.
Oh, it's all right, mate. We'll go visit your nan.
He's going to go visit the great big snowman in the sky.
That looks like the very end of E.T.
Ladies and gentlemen, that brings the end of the show. Please give a massive round of applause to all you saw. Eddie Brimson, Joe Caulfield, Gary Delaney, some bloke called Rob Bull Holland, and a very special guest, Santa Claus! Oh, you Gavin Webster.
Host, Queen McDonnell!
I've apparently been very fast. Good night!
Me and Weaver off to cry.
You have been listening to the Panel Beaters podcast. If you've listened this far, please rate and review us on iTunes. It really helps us out. For dates of future shows, visit panelbeaterscomedy.com. All technical wizardry and podcast production by Richard Massara. The music was by bensound.com, and the show was created by Gary Delaney and Queeve McDonald. Thanks for listening.